news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee on Tuesday finally got to question Attorney General William Barr. After delaying his testimony three times, this marked the first occasion that Barr, now in his second term as Attorney General, ever appeared before the House Judiciary Committee. There was a lot of ground to cover. Chairman Jerry Nadler lectured Barr about his handling of recent nationwide protests and accused the AG of bringing in federal forces to bolster Trump's re-election profile.
You really can't hide behind legal fictions this time, Mr. Barr. It's all out in the open, where the people can see what you are doing for themselves. The president wants footage for his campaign ads, and you appear to be serving it up to him as ordered. In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors. In this moment, real leadership would entail de-escalation, collaboration, and looking for ways to peaceably resolve our differences. Instead, you use pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Over the course of about 5 hours, Barr was challenged on a litany of topics, including systemic racism in policing, which he denied exists.
Let me continue my line of questioning.
I don't agree that there's systemic racism in the police department.
Specifically,
generally in this country.
And I'm reclaiming my time, Mr. General. Specifically, do you understand the violent impact of racial profiling? And do you support the end racial and religious profiling in the George Floyd bill, including the removal of the strict interpretation of qualified immunity, which would leave individuals like Breonna Taylor and George Floyd without any relief at all?
No, I'm opposed to eliminating qualified immunity, and I don't agree that it would leave the victims of police misconduct.
Misleading the nation about what was in the Mueller report.
You misled Congress and the American people about Special Counsel Mueller's findings with your quote summary, unquote, of his report. It was issued about a month before you released the redacted portion of the Mueller report. But you set the stage. You set the stage such that the Special Counsel objected to the accuracy of how it was reported by the press and what you said. And federal judge Reggie Walton, appointed by George W. Bush, declared in a ruling that your summary was, quote, distorted, unquote, and misleading, unquote, and that the court could not trust you. Further, Judge Walton stated your report was, quote, a calculated attempt to influence public disclosure about the Mueller report in favor of President Trump, unquote.
Barr was asked about accepting foreign help in elections.
You're the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee unanimously found that Russia interfered with our elections and attempted to undermine American democracy, correct?
And I said so, too.
Is it ever appropriate, sir, for the president to solicit or accept foreign assistance in an election?
It depends what kind of assistance.
Is it ever appropriate for the president or presidential candidate to accept or solicit foreign assistance of any kind in his or her election?
No, it's not appropriate.
Okay. Sorry you had to struggle with that one, Mr. Attorney General.
Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal asked about the militarized clearing of Lafayette Square ahead of Donald Trump's photo op with a Bible.
Mr. Barr, on June 1st, there were protests against the murder of George Floyd and police brutality in Lafayette Park. Let us not be distracted by you or my GOP colleagues as to what these powerful and massive protests were actually about. They were about the persistent killing of black bodies by law enforcement. And finally, an awakening in America of the conscience of our country. And yet your response, Mr. Barr, was to direct federal officers to close in on the protesters and to use shields offensively as weapons, tear gas, pepper balls, irritants, explosive devices, batons, and horses to clear the area just so the president could get a photo op. So I do want to ask you, do you think the response at Lafayette Square to tear gas, pepper spray, and beat protesters and injure American citizens who were just simply exercising their First Amendment rights was appropriate?
Well, first,
It's my understanding that no tear gas was used on Monday, June 1st.
Mr. Barr, that is a semantic distinction that has been proven false by many fact checkers.
There was so much more. William Barr proved himself to be rude and condescending, most notably when questioned by Democrats of color and women. Barr tried to defend himself Tuesday against the Democrats' allegations that he's inappropriately intervened in Justice Department cases to protect the president. He told the committee that he was simply trying to restore the rule of law by reducing a sentencing recommendation for Trump's advisor, Roger Stone. Barr incredulously insisted that the DOJ is independent of Donald Trump. CNN is reporting that Republicans are not happy with their leader's new coronavirus relief proposal, and some of them are not hiding it. Among the biggest complaints was the $1.75 billion allotted to a new FBI building, which even Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell opposes. The bill also allots a controversial $8 billion to the Department of Defense, including funds that would go toward military programs cut in order to pay for Trump's border wall. Some Republicans have said there's going to be a lot of negotiating if they want to get the bill off the ground. Although the Republicans don't seem to be intent on inserting Trump's demand for a payroll tax cut, they are insisting on an overhaul of liability and want language that would dramatically limit the ability of consumers and workers to sue corporations that fail to protect them from the coronavirus. Their effort to grant businesses, schools, and hospitals special liability protections is so extreme that consumer and worker advocates say it would do more than just hinder access to the courts. It would undercut one of the main incentives companies have for trying to limit the spread of the virus. Stimulus or no, the pandemic isn't slowing down. The World Health Organization now says COVID-19 is spreading, quote, in one big wave. Florida on Tuesday recorded the state's biggest one-day increase yet, with 191 coronavirus deaths in the previous 24 hours. The surge in Texas continued with more than 6,000 cases. Texas now the fourth state to surpass 400,000 total cases, joining Florida, California, and New York. Spiking infections, hospitalizations, and deaths across the South and West have prompted many states to halt or even reverse the reopening of their economies. The U.S. death toll, depending on your source, has now passed 150,000. But Donald Trump continued his efforts to gaslight the world, claiming that large portions of the nation is corona-free. This as federal officials released a report that found 21 states' outbreaks put them in the red zone. Another 28 are in the yellow zone, and just one, Vermont, qualified for the green zone. Then Trump again smeared Dr. Fauci and began whining about his low approval ratings.
But I get along with him very well, and I agree with a lot of what he said. It's interesting. He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that. It's good. Because remember, he's working for this administration. He's working with us, John. We could have gotten other people. We could have gotten somebody else. It didn't have to be Dr. Fauci. He's working with our administration. And for the most part, we've done pretty much what he and others, Dr. Birx and others who are terrific, recommended. And he's got this high approval rating. So why don't I have a high approval rating with respect, and the administration with respect to the virus? So it sort of is curious. A man works for us, with us very closely, Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, also highly thought of. And yet they're highly thought of, but nobody likes me. It can only be my personality. That's all.
What a pathetic little man. So Trump has taken back to the podium in the briefing room in his afternoon hour of commandeered television time, presented under the guise of a White House coronavirus task force briefing press conference without any experts. On Tuesday, he struggled to defend that video he retweeted that's full of false claims about the coronavirus when CNN's Caitlin Collins pushed him. And when the questions proved too much for the orange one, he abruptly ended the press conference and left.
A woman that you said was a great doctor in that video that you retweeted last night said that masks don't work and there is a cure for COVID-19, both of which health experts say is not true. She's also made videos saying that doctors make medicine using DNA from aliens and that they're trying to create a vaccine to make you immune from becoming religious.
Well, maybe it's a sign, maybe it's not, but I can tell you this. She was on air along with many other doctors. They were big fans of hydroxychloroquine. And I thought she was very impressive in the sense that from where she came, I don't know which country she comes from, but she said that she's had tremendous success with hundreds of different patients. And I thought her voice was an important voice, but I know nothing about her.
Mask don't work. Yeah, last week you said go ahead. Last week, well, real quick.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Federal agents have now left Seattle following complaints from local officials that their presence was increasing tensions with people protesting racial injustice. This, according to Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkin. U.S. tactical forces were deployed in Seattle after clashes at a federal courthouse in Portland. The agents in Seattle were on standby, allegedly to protect federal buildings there. Mayor Durkin argued that the deployment in Seattle occurred without the consent of local officials and threatened to incite the very kind of violent protests and property damage it was intended to prevent. She tweeted that the Department of Homeland Security had told her that the agents had left, although DHS did not immediately confirm the news. And the AP is now reporting that they've opened talks to pull the forces from Portland as well, though neither Democratic Governor Kate Brown or Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler have confirmed that talks are taking place. But it seems that the administration may have begun scaling back these controversial deployments. Stay tuned. Former Vice President and presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden said on Tuesday that he will reveal his vice presidential running mate next week, as speculation grows over who will be his number two. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.